So Norbert asked me to talk about why, or love, when why it's greater than hope and faith, and I'm supposed to tie the three together. So I guess to start off with, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13, which is the love chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So, after Evan's and Jordan's topics, I was kind of wondering, you know, why actually is faith greater than hope, hearing what they had to say. But Evan said this too, but love never vanishes. I mean, when we get to heaven, faith and hope will both be gone because we don't even need those because we're there. But love, when we see our Creator and Savior's face, our love for Him will only grow deeper. I found this in a commentary. I don't remember which one. It says, love is the root of faith and hope, but faith in God and hope of eternal life deepens our love for God. Another reason is, or another thing is love reaches out to others. It, you know, our love for God and others, it affects other people rather than just ourselves, although it is a big blessing to us. It's also an essence of Christianity. And, you know, I was just in my study and I was kind of looking at what does Christian love really look like. And just a few things. It's unselfish. It's a proof of discipleship of Christ. It's sincere. It's abounding. It's fervent. Some of these are a little bit repetitive, just different words. But it's unchangeable, divine, self-sacrificing, inseparable, and constraining. So those are just a few other things that it is. And some verses on God's love for us. I'm going to read 1 John 4, 7 through 21. So 1 John 4, 7 to 21. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is our love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. So that's, you know, some of these verses, it says how great of love God gave to us. I have to think of, you know, God the Father sending his Son, Jesus, to die for us. That, for me to think of giving up my Son is just, that's unthinkable. But he had such a great love for each of us pathetic sinners that he did that for us. Another verse, too, is 1 Peter 4:8. And above all, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. You know, I have to think of, just in a marriage even, how many faults are overlooked just because of love. And I know God does that for us, too. You know, we still need to grow, but after studying, I see, you know, I need to grow more in love for especially God, but also for others. But yeah, that's all I had.